As the women's basketball team of Mike Williams moved closer to another 20-win season recently, it was easy to see how the graduating class of 2017 has built on last year's success with a recipe of familiarity and friendship. Nearly half of this year's squad departs in May, but after 4 years together, it's easy to see the bond formed among its members.
Dawson's looking. She gets it into Langs. Langs left-hand dribble. She drives, pulls up for two, and she knocks it down. Have to put up a shot. She gets it off. It's no good. The Grand Valley State Lakers have come into Cates Gymnasium and have knocked off the number two seeded Lewis Flyers.
More than anything, it was just, I mean, we relied on each other 100%. We had trust in one another to hit big shots, to be there for if we messed up, that person would be there. And I think that just grew over time as the season went on and as we played together, and now it's continued to build.
My freshman year, we've had five freshmen, and then later on we had two more coming in, so the seven of us, we're really stuck together, and we've kind of changed the culture of the program, and no matter who the coach is, you know, we still trust them, but it's us who we have to trust.
Tip my hat to Coach Burgess and Coach Sayers, who brought these seniors in and then took a couple transfers in the mix, but you know, I think there are players that came here 4 years ago. They're high character kids. I think they came with a mission. I think they sold a mission, and I think they've carried it out. To all of a sudden have a coaching change in the middle of your career, and the way they handle it, the way they went about it, the way they treated the new coach coming in, and their leadership says leaps and bounds about who they are.
Taylor Lutz is typical of the kind of out-of-state athlete who comes to Grand Valley. She's from Indiana and came largely to play for Janelle Burgess, who left Allendale almost 2 years ago. But upon his arrival, Mike Williams worked hard to assure her and her classmates there was still plenty to accomplish in their final 2 years.
Right. It was definitely, like, unexpected. I mean, coming here, you have this vision of what it's going to be, who your coach is going to be, and that did. It was kind of scary with the unknown of it, but once, I mean, Coach Williams came in, and it wasn't long after he got here that, you know, I gained 100% respect for him, and he's a great coach and led us to great things.
One thing that made it easier for the players was that Williams opted to retain assistant coach Phil Sayers, allowing the players to retain a link to their beginnings at Grand Valley. And it seemed like Sayers' ideas on offense helped everyone, including Tucker, whose offensive game suddenly opened up when she was allowed to move away from the basket at the offensive end of the court.
Well, yeah, I've definitely been told to shoot it my whole career, and every time I'm in, they just want me to shoot it. Also, now that they know I'm a three-point shooter, driving will be more open now, so hopefully I can utilize that. It's all mental at this point, so just got to do it.
Last year, Grand Valley was struggling to find its identity midway through the season when it was hit hard by injuries to point guard Brianna Barnett, post player Corinne Hinska, and Kayla Dawson, who was just emerging as the team's go-to scorer. But instead of caving into those issues, the remainder of the squad, including this year's seniors like Lindsay Baker and guard Janae Langs, suddenly blossomed into players no one could have imagined weeks earlier.
Yeah, well, we showed a lot of potential in the beginning of the season, and once we kind of lost Kayla with the injury, we're still kind of trying to find our way, but this past game, you know, really showed our high potential, and I think we'll carry this out with the confidence we have for the rest of the season.
I just think we need to continue to focus on us. I mean, each game, you got to go in there to bring it your all and bring 100% every capability. You can't look forward to, you know, the next game or whatever. Each game, each possession at a time, you kind of got to take it one by one, and that's going to be our huge focus if we want to continue and have the season that we want to have. But we got to focus on the here and now and focus on each other and having each other's back, and then we can do great things.
Muskegon senior guard Kiara Wired has provided valuable minutes behind Lutz and Langs this year, which has proved important with Dawson now out with a wrist injury, and the seventh senior, Bailey Kierendorf's time, also reduced by health issues. While playing in a league, and likely the same NCAA regional as unbeaten Ashland, makes a return to the Final Four almost as unlikely this year as it was last. The Laker class of 17 knows fate could change a lot of things between now and the end of the season. And if it does, Grand Valley Senior 7 could be there to surprise again.
Just an unbelievably special class, and you know, from a coaching standpoint, you're blessed to coach them.
For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.